Yo, 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 what's up, party peoples? It's your boy, Ace the Face, in the place. What's cracking, y'all? How y'all feeling today? I got my man to the right of me, Stu Pipe. Paul! Say what up, nigga.
What it do, what it do, what it do. I really want to say something, though. I hope all y'all having a safe and healthy day, man. No,
Definitely.
you know what I mean? I don't like touching on that row like that, but
It's definitely serious, though. You know,
definitely
we hope
serious.
everybody in good
Definitely
health in
hope
the crib.
everybody doing well.
I got my man to the left, Bino. Say what up, nigga.
The fuck going on?
The fuck
And
going on?
I'm a double on that, cause by this point, like I feel as though it's redundant. Cause if you got it by now, you could just got that shit. So like,
There's no vaccination. There's no nothing. Yeah.
You
Just
mean
stay safe, stay
this,
sanitized, stay in the crib. I
we
hope
ain't gonna keep
everybody's
talking about this
hanging in
shit like
there.
I am legend out this
For real.
motherfucker. It ain't there yet, B, but
Yo, how y'all feel about all them folks down at the shores though? Did y'all know about that?
Oh yeah, y'all
Bro,
ain't know
like
this
they
stuff
had everybody
opened
in
up.
AC. Like I was on the road with my love and shit. We was driving and we wondering why the fuck is all this traffic. Like I'm like, yo, where the fuck is everybody coming from? Nothing is open.
Oh yeah,
like,
we had an
you know
85 degree day.
Yeah, right. On that nice ass day we had
This
recently. Right.
Memorial
Everybody
Day
was
weekend,
down motherfucking AC, bro.
baby.
Now, nothing open. Everybody was just down on the shore, posted up, chilling, no masks on.
Nope.
Like everything's all fucking Gucci.
Yep.
But yo, matter of fact, yo, Bean, it was a episode back where you were asked why haven't the animals been affected?
Mm-hmm.
And shit played in my mind. The bubonic plague was spread by rats.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, that could, if this shit is really out there, the reason the animals could be affected is because they could be potentially spreading the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even trying to, like, go into that. I'm not trying to go
No,
there with
no,
it.
no.
But
But
that shit made
I
me
dig
think.
it.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But I work, you know, so I work in a little bit of a, like, in animal healthcare. So, like,
oh, shit.
It's not what a tiger did, get it.
Okay.
But, like, they can't find it in no other animal right now, which is cool, which is a good thing.
That is a good thing. Yeah.
A tiger got Roro. Tony got Roro.
Tony got Roro.
Hold on.
He not doing
Pimp
great.
Don Juan with the gold and purple do-rag. No.
You know, I did it for Kobe.
Oh, no.
We always do it for Kobe on here, man.
That's
real
why
right.
My ways is the way they is.
That's
I
why
wish y'all could see them.
That's why 2020 sucked. 2020 sucked right there. We lost a legend, and then the shit hit the fan.
We lost a lot
that,
of legends in 2020.
For real.
Man.
Absolutely.
We lost a real legend in 2020.
That's crazy, man.
And
but,
many other legends after that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
That's
no, y'all, you're right. You're right, man.
Please spark the ganja.
That takes me into the very, very next topic. Let's just get right into it, y'all. We're going to run right into the flush, you know. We working on the sounds and everything, you know what I'm saying? Well, or do it a little.
We'll get there eventually sometime today.
Nah, but real rap. The Failed Dare Initiative. God damn it. Where do I begin? First off, the way they tried to parade around the schools in the auditorium with a lion and a catchy slogan. And, like, what was that? The acronym? What was that? Drug Abuse Resistance Education? You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, to be honest, that shit made me want to try drugs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I looked at the shit and was like, okay, so you said, I was mostly particularly focused on the weed aspect. I wasn't worried about all the other extra shit. I'm like, okay, I don't want to try heroin. That shit sounds horrible. But, like, you just said with weed, you didn't say I would die. You just said I would have little brain cells, possibly a little sperm count, and it would affect my lungs. But you
well,
didn't tell me.
That's a lie I had for a kid.
You didn't tell me that it would make food absolutely outstanding. Like, you know what I'm saying? You didn't tell me that I
Were you
feel...
big already at this time?
Yes, I was.
Okay,
I was,
so
I was
just,
big my whole
so
life.
So you just like food
yes,
more.
Yes, exactly.
All
I
right.
like food.
There
this
go.
Shit made it enhance tenfold.
All right.
Okay,
that's
so that's
the,
one. That's one.
Yo.
Two.
Really?
It makes movies that much more interesting because you can analyze everything from every other aspect. Speaking of which, that's past that. Thank you, sir. You know, 410, 420 on this bitch.
Go ahead, carry on. Carry
Three,
on.
Yeah, sex is phenomenal. Right after smoking the dick, yes. This is the perfect relaxation. And then, did I mention about food already? I did. It's an absolutely
I think you mentioned food like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times.
Y'all get the picture. Oh, and it's just a natural stimulant. I feel so relaxed after smoking it. So if I lose a couple of brain cells, I don't give a fuck. I don't even care because I feel great. So that's my stint. That's my stint on it. What y'all think about the DARE program? Because I think they failed miserably.
I mean,
well, I never did coke or crack or heroin, so they didn't fail, I guess.
I don't think it was a complete failure in that. If you're looking at it from that perspective.
I never touched my nose. I never smoked a rock.
Just because you didn't doesn't mean that the other kids that I reached out to did. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm more, or didn't either. That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, no, that's factual, bro.
Like, you feel me?
And
like,
I said, I don't say this to be light, but when I was living out in the Berg, I met one of the most, like, thorough crackheads in my entire life, bro. And I'm a dude that enjoys a conversation, but I'm not a dude that's going to sit up and entertain those smokers.
Right.
You know, like, I'm on my way to work. I got about a mile walk to work, and I take this walk every day.
Strong ass legs.
So this smoker, his name was Bass.
Bass the smoker.
Bass the smoker.
His name is Bass already.
Wow. No cat. His name was Bass. He was really like that.
If cliche had a definition, it's so vivid.
But see, I'm telling y'all this because it hit me so hard. Because at this moment,
cliche was a person.
That's what I meant to say.
Tell us about Bass the crackhead.
Yeah, let me finish telling y'all, man. Cause like,
no, go ahead.
Bass. You know what I mean? Bass was 24, just like me at that moment. I'm not 24 now. I will not disclose my age. Yeah, but he was like, he walked like, I'm walking to work. You know what I mean? I got my little suit on. I'm walking.
Right.
And this,
you're
like,
walking in a suit?
Yeah. Listen, bro. Get it how you live.
Yeah, no, so, no, cool. I was admiring.
He said, you're walking in a suit?
You know what I mean?
No,
so
hot. I get hot.
And he walked up on me. He asked me for some money. And I'm looking at this man, and he looked like me. You know what I'm saying? He don't look like a smoker. I mean, he do got a little white around his lips. He was on his little Tyrone, but I wasn't judging. It was 7:30 in the morning. It's 7:30 in the morning. Only niggas that's really, really about that is up at 7:30 like that.
Right.
So, he stopped me. I gave him like $5, whatever. It wasn't nothing. I'm talking. Now we start talking. But when he told me he was 24, I almost hit the floor, bro. He told me that his mom was a crackhead. He told me that his whole family was a crackhead. He was on his way to the mission that was right around the corner from my job. Like, I walked past the mission, and that's where he was on his way to. And the mission is the place where they go and get a bed, get a meal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And get a, you know what I mean? Might get a wash down or something.
Right, and then back on out into the world. But that's exactly what I was saying. Like, you know, I was playing off of what Bino said. Like, you know, just because you or us three in particular didn't necessarily get hooked on crack or coke or meth or heroin doesn't mean that other kids in that time frame around that time didn't. Like, you know what I mean? Or didn't not do it. I don't know how I'm trying to find the best way to say it. I told y'all this shit.
Without sounding judgmental
and a little uneducated. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
I'm trying to come from the best angle. But, like, what I'm saying is, like, listen, like you said, you've been a 24-year-old crackhead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bro, I was out in the boonies. I was in Mansfield. And I knew a 21-year-old crackhead. And I was 18, just turning 19 at this time. And he was going to college and all that extra shit. Told me about his experience in Harrisburg, pulling around the block. But the dude that he was with was like, I don't know. I'm just trying to find it. And whatever. But the guys on the block got suspicious. Like, yo, why you keep circling this block? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? And they be thinking he the nun. She's like, yo, you got to chill, bro. Like, you can't just go. He's like, yo, you know. And they had the guns on him. They're like, yo, if you're not enough, bite this right now. Gave him a whole rock. I don't know the gram, the joint. But they had to eat that joint, right? Long story short, it's like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the crazy part is you wouldn't think that being in the A-frame because you didn't do it, how much it would affect anybody else around you.
Yeah.
This shit is crazy. I just think, like, wow. I don't know. Like, what do you think could have been done to? Because just the way they presented the whole shit. I don't know.
You know what I think they should have did?
Tell me your take, B.
Like, you know what I think they should have did? See, I would have had that DARE program in a different type motherfucking light. I would have brung real motherfucking fiends in that bitch.
Like real fiends.
A real fucking fiend. Damn, I'm talking about a fiend I just served. Yeah. I'm bringing in all my good players. Shout out to my boo boo butt butt. I would have brung her ass in there. I would have brung a couple of motherfuckers in there. Real live weenies.
But real live, cuz.
That's crazy.
Real live weenies. I'm talking about butt been out here since the 80s.
She been out here, cuz.
So and y'all she's still out here. Nigga, I will have these fiends. I will have these fiends. I will get a real heroin addict. With track marks and
these
shit.
Let me give y'all like my experience. I think we talked about this last week. Well, I didn't mean to cut you off because I think that's what it was. Like, it wasn't. Dare was a failure. A big failure. To me, like, it was a horrible failure. Like, I just, ugh. I think my experience with the fiends that I grew up around, like, I could give you, I got a list of fiends' names.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That my foster mother employed in order to, like, help her business. And your boy was, like, the maitre d' of the fill hand. You know what I'm saying? I was the fill hand out there.
Okay.
No cap. Like, we cleaning out cribs in the middle of the night with dogs. Oh my goodness, man. Y'all
that's
crazy.
Crazy.
But
that's
go ahead, Bino.
Continue what you were saying.
Heron.
You would have the
fill.
Way you administer the lesson to the little kitties.
I pull out real life fucking fiends on their little ass. Like, that's nigga, this how you will end the fuck up. I'll have them tell you how they fucking began and how they fucking ended up where the fuck they ended. Because a lot of them fucking fiends was somebody, bro, at some point in time.
So, right.
It's fucked up, but a lot of them was somebody, bro. A lot of them fiends. We had a fiend out this joint named Bob. Bob was a motherfucker back in the day. Like,
right.
I'm talking about had all the hoes beating these niggas the fuck up, hella right. bread.
Right.
But you know what motherfuckers did? They slipped him and now he's a fiend. He depending on that shit.
And let's talk about that too.
Like, that's the whole thing, bro. Oh, like,
yes, because we're not talking about back, like we gotta look at a like, fiend aspect.
He's still out here though.
Not only
no, he not.
No,
to try wait, it. They got Bob up out of here. Bob in a home somewhere.
Oh man, sorry, Bob. Damn. But, like, let's talk about
it
this,
it was about
though.
Time.
Like,
Bob was out here for years, bro.
How many people
slipped
something? Like, you feel me? Like, because like, that's a thing, too. Like, a lot of people's first time trying drugs wasn't just because their peers pressured them
laced.
Into trying it. They was laced or something. It was like, yeah, all right, well, you thought that cup was just juice, but it was a juice with a little hint of ecstasy on some Bill Cosby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
Hold on,
before we go there.
You not about to fucking throw Bill
hold on,
the
not.
Pill Cosby.
You just called it Bill.
So what? At the end of the day, matter of fact,
time out. I can't let y'all be disrespecting my man.
No, y'all, we not disrespecting because I love OJ.
Time
out. At the end of the day, no, time out.
I love Mr. Huxley.
We thinking about a time.
I'm gonna tell you.
We talking about a time where motherfuckers wore coke spoons around their necks like necklaces, motherfucker. You mean to tell me y'all go? You know what? Let me not. Let me
not. So hold on. How you get this all right up to hear the answer
let
and then
not.
You stop?
Because I'm gonna say some shit and I'm really gonna be an asshole off this motherfucker.
That's the
I'm
whole
not,
purpose.
I think that's
this
the point.
This is the platform.
All right. Well, check this out then. Right? How the fuck? Y'all know this motherfucker was married. A known married man. This motherfucker, Quaaludes was like motherfucking Perks back in the day.
Oh, boozy chill, bro.
What the fuck is you I talking mean, about? Y'all bro. Coming to this man, you been... carry on.
Yo, what I was saying was, we don't.
Where the fuck was the D.A.R.E. program then?
Like, it did.
Well,
it
they had this... smart. They apparently they've been trying this for a while
right.
and been horribly failing because.
But right, but they sitting up there telling kids how they're telling them to walk away from the shit and do this and third. But there are some sneaky manipulative.
But this the real shit
here.
Right here. Like, how the fuck is they gonna bring something back when the drugs out here is way more fucking exclusive? First of all, we got fentanyl.
Right, that shit's
these killing little motherfuckers not smoking weed for real. They're doing perks and zannies and shit.
And that K2.
So,
don't forget about the K2. And
what's the fuck? My question is, what the fuck is going to be the D.A.R.E. thing? A pill bottle?
No, listen. Apparently, it's keeping it real. That's the new thing that's in the school. and whatever. And this is like basically
what the funded, fuck is Keeping It Real?
Keeping It Real is basically like it's telling the real is the acronym. It's like I forget what the R stands for, but it's basically telling the like get away from drugs type shit. It's giving them real life perspectives and like what the reason they say that it's working better is because
listen, the when street the people, terminology for real was realize everybody ain't loyal. How the fuck did you get real and mix that in some this, drugs?
If you let me get there, sir. Okay. Okay. Right. I was working. All right. Now as I digress and continue, motherfucker. What I was saying was, I don't know. I can look it up right now, but I don't feel like grabbing my phone. But what they do is they take and they put real life scenarios into where the person is the drug dealer. It comes into the kids, and the kids get to act out multiple ways of saying no. That real acronym is basically them saying no. It's like
that's reduce, not real life.
That's not evacuate. Real life.
Right. That's not but real
that,
life.
That is what I'm saying. Like I'm like yo,
drug dealers don't approach kids.
They don't. Like yo, they don't approach nobody. Nicks out, downs out, and you choose so to go and
this is my
do
question.
It if you want to. Like, the fuck? They don't just approach
who's
kids.
Who's the Jeff Sessions behind this?
Most of them motherfuckers.
Jeff Sessions, motherfucker. He just said it. He's
most of them motherfuckers in the D.A.R.E. program was getting high.
Smoke weed every day.
Yo.
Like.
But for real, though, bro. Up. But no, all right, my biggest upset is like, I don't know, and I'm gonna keep talking about it. How y'all peddle everything else, but y'all they really try. If you peep for me, I don't know, cause I was in Blue Bell. They tried to make weed seem like it was so bad, like you feel me, like that, cause it's the gateway well, to everything else and shit.
And this is what I want. I'm glad that brings me
hold on. Slightly true.
Hold on, that brings me to this point. That's like, let me ahead. Challenge yeah. you to that, man. Right. Can we? Like, expand our mind. Let me challenge you that. Let's and why so. I want to challenge you that is for. Because, like, challenge that is because you don't think that's true? Like, even in a sense?
I actually, when I said it and the words flew out my mouth and then I thought about my experiences, it could be. It could be true. But I just think they make it seem like it's so powerful that it's going to make you stay on those shits when in reality well, it's you.
I feel you as feel though it's a mind over matter thing. I feel as though you your own person. I know motherfuckers that never smoked weed and don't smoke weed till this day.
Right.
Like,
but been doing all types of hard and smack and the real so, shit though.
Like my man, I ain't gonna shout him out. He older than me. That's why I call him my man because he not my old head.
Right.
My man.
He's up in his age, the 30s and the early 40s,
right,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah, my man.
He says weed gets him too high, but he smokes K2. So, I'm just like, where the fuck?
Yo,
where listen. The fuck?
Wow. All right. So here's where Dara failed me, because I definitely I smoke.
Yeah, I gotta
weed,
let y'all
and then
know.
I definitely try.
Like
I
that try is if shit. That's not and the I'm most K2, ass that, backwards yeah, thing that is, I because, ever heard.
When I smoke K2,
because K2 is confetti.
That was
some chemicals sprinkled on
that I ever had. But we were smoking that shit like it was like normal.
But dog. He smokes weed too, like.
I did. I tried that at a point in time. I did. That's why I had to fail back. I had to listen back to what I said and realize, damn, you know what? I did try a bunch of other shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, luckily I didn't get hooked.
No judgment, though. No.
But you know what he tells me? I'm like, yo, you don't be tripping off that shit sometimes? He be like, no, I lose it sometimes, but I come back.
I get the shit.
You know, like, you know, I lose it sometimes, I come back.
That shit is a whole nother world, though. I ain't even trying to live that shit ever.
Telling y'all.
But I'm like, where the fuck did you decide in your lifetime
to even try the shit? That's
and fuck
than
being
me.
On probation, because I know motherfuckers that's on probation, they can't wait to smoke weed again.
Right.
And they will not smoke K2 because they know the shit that comes along with the K2. Right. This motherfucker buying packs of this shit. Like, I'm talking about packs. I didn't know motherfuckers sold nicks and dimes of K2.
I didn't even know.
Motherfuckers were selling eighths to this shit. No, this is a real life hustle going on.
I'm really hurt that this is going on.
Yeah, like, I didn't even. I don't. Maybe I'm not in the streets that much no more because I barely even see the shit. I didn't know niggas was still smoking K2 all crazy.
My cousin don't smoke weed at all, but he take pills and he smokes cigarettes.
But that's another thing. They're supposed to keep y'all cigarettes shit too. And nicotine is the most addicting drug in America. That shit is everywhere. You feel me? Like, yo, you step out, especially if you're in the hood, you step out in the hood, you see your corner store, what's the first thing you see on the side? Fucking Newport box. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wherever.
But see, this is the slippery slope argument that you get in when you start talking about drugs, because then you get into the lesser of the two evils conversation.
Okay.
Because you're like, all right, well, that's the same thing with the prohibition and alcohol. Like,
Talk about it.
Okay. Because to me, and this is only personal opinion, and I, again, hey, this is what we're here for.
I'm expanding my mind, because I lost a lot of this shit. I told y'all, like,
elevate your mind.
Stimulate your mind, Craig.
Alright.
But yeah, continue.
What was I saying? God dang, man, you made me.
You were basically saying the argument amongst what I'm saying is the same as the Prohibition Act and alcohol.
Yeah. Because in the Prohibition, what was that? That was the.
Not necessarily the war, but that was the act of stopping, like, bootlegging because alcohol was hitting the streets. Without being taxed, whatever. Right, yeah. So they were making money underneath the government's nose, which is illegal because you can't do right.
And what's one of the substances that cause one of the highest deaths in America?
Alcohol.
Yeah, people drive drunk all the time.
Speak to them, people.
Alcohol, and this is why I don't drink. See, let me tell y'all something, right?
Oh shit!
Sorry, y'all. And this is not a
alcohol. No, fuck that.
It's not even a pro weed stance. It's more of I just want you to know how poorly the DARE program was. Like, it really introduced kids. No, it was informative. I mean,
but
it was almost as informative as songs that teach kids how to make crack.
Facts. Okay. I catch a drift.
You know what I'm saying? It was informative. Definitely. It was like, yeah, you can go up to the street corner
and ask them for this, and you get this for this amount of money, and now you
tell
got
you
this.
Exactly what a dude looked like.
Yo, but you know what? Now,
put you in the exact situation, tell you how to exactly handle it.
This is crazy.
And this goes bring me back to my favorite comedian of all time, Dave Chappelle, because when he did exactly what he just showed us exactly what the DARE program was truly doing, which was putting the crackhead right in front of us, who explained exactly where to get the drugs from.
Mm-hmm. Right, though.
Same shit right. I said before. The motherfuckers and brought the in mascot program,
to school.
The motherfuckers in that DARE program was smoking just like everybody
else.
Yo,
but you know the crazy part? Y'all know that.
I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to say this. A lot of them kids, I was one of them, already knew what the fuck drug was.
What's up? Because of where we from.
In a nutshell, see, this is the whole thing. I feel as though, and I don't mean to be, I don't really mean to sound like this, but fuck it, because I'm just the type of nigga I am.
Okay.
Standardize the fucking program to the motherfucking community you talking to. Because at the end of the day, the shit that worked for these corporate. Yes, you gotta be more direct. Move them bushes out the fucking way.
Right.
See, if you go to a African American urban community
and tell them what's up,
you gotta be a little bit more blunt.
Yeah. And I don't think it's necessarily be more blunt. You gotta, like, see.
Us as urban kids, we're visual people.
How much more visual do you want the DARE program to get, bro? All they had to do was bring samples in the classroom. You want some? Like, what do you mean? We're visual people. No. It doesn't even have anything. Hold on, let me finish. Because it don't even got anything to do with how the program was ran. The program should not have existed.
Right.
That's the key.
Okay, so you saying in the nutshell they introduced drugs to get
they gradually said they turned us over to drugs and said, here you go.
Here you go.
Like they directed them to you. They gave you all of the instructions that you needed, and that's what made it such a failure. It wasn't the billions of dollars that our government wasted.
That's what, yes, Yeah, I was about to say that.
It wasn't the money that they wasted. It was the time and effort of the police and the lack of effort that they put in. Because there were so many other things that you could have did.
Yeah.
I found out.
The number one way to keep kids off drugs is give them something else to do.
Yes.
True.
But you spend billions of dollars on telling them how to do it.
Right.
And what's the number one thing that kids do when you tell them not to do something?
They do it.
They do it.
We spoke
about this on the podcast about nothing. It was crazy. The do not, what was that? The do not challenge or whatever, where they sit the bowls and stuff in front of the kids and be like, don't touch it until I get back. And then they sit there and then they look and then they touch it. Like, what the fuck? It's the same shit.
It's like, and then you ever seen the one where they be like, and they try to get the kids and see if they lying or they going to lie when they videotape them the whole time and see if they going to lie how good of a liar they are.
I think that's what, yeah.
Yo, it is amazing. Because, I'm going to tell you something, and this you might not like this. I think we are just innately a little bit devious. And then as we get older, we become more self-conscious of just how fucked up we are.
Yeah. You preach to the choir.
I agree.
You preach to the choir.
And then start fixing stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, some people start fixing
stuff.
We know how to carry it, man.
So you got to
know how to carry it. Like, when you young and you dumb, because... You know, I was a young boy who liked to punch people in the face. So is my man right here. We just didn't know how not to do it. It was really a hard thing.
You want to know the crazy part for me? And then speaking from, like, coming from the dare job.
When I was a young boy, I thought having a good day. I really don't.
Yeah, bro.
I don't give a hell.
Me, back in the day, when I was a young boy, me having a good day was not hitting nobody.
That was a good day, bro. Like, not getting into a fight, like, not getting into an altercation.
I'm sorry for my non-Muslim people. That's Arabic for mother. When my mom picked me up from school, bro, like, you had a good day, I ain't hit nobody.
That's what's up.
That's fucked up.
That
was a good day.
That was a good day, bro.
Yeah, I was like the vigilante amongst the, like, these niggas, like, y'all that was picking on people. I was like taking.
That's why they called him over to the. That's why when I first met him, I had to go in and catch him on his vigilante. He was on his vigilante.
I was on my shit.
Yeah, he was on his vigilante.
I felt like a protector. I was like,
he did.
I know he did.
He had to stick his chest out. That's why I had to grab my fake blood, homie. Like, yo, y'all see this? Woo woo! Like. Before I do that again, no disrespect.
Yo,
shout out to my man 50.
I am not gang.
I do not gang bang. Like, I gotta put a preference on that.
Big facts. Shit, I forgot what the fuck I was about to say for this motherfucker.
I apologize.
I was about to say, I was the kid that was like,
oh, shout out to
Fred. I didn't know what the shit was because, like, my mom didn't tell me about that shit. Like, she basically just told me, don't do the shit. Like, you feel me? Like, I knew what alcohol was and shit like that, but, like, as far as drugs, I never seen a drug a day in my life until here comes fucking Dare. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what, weed? What? Like, now I'm listening to the rap music. They said, oh, shit, that's what they was talking about in Dare. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just said something about weed, this, that, and third. Do what? It gets you what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Bro. Like, so it was like...
That's like sex education, bruh.
Right.
Like, that was like... That's the catch-22, though. You know, it's always... Oh, my gosh. It's always this is theory that I wish I could introduce to y'all. Maybe I might bring it on in season two. I mean, season three.
Jesus, next season.
I know, right, man?
Goodness.
Might bring it on to season three, but it's a theory.
This is why we shouldn't do drugs.
Ha ha! True. It's this dude that came up with this theory, and it's about, like... This cat in a box.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That they starve.
Okay.
And, like, or I don't know if they starve or they kill it. They do something. It's a 50-50 chance that when they open this box.
This cat gonna kill you.
No. That the cat is either dead or alive. But the theory is that depending on what thought process you go into it with and how you perceive the box. If you perceive that when you open this box that the cat is going to be dead, the cat is dead already because you've made your choice.
And then what if you go with that choice and you open it and that motherfucker alive is like, oh shit.
these alive.
Because
you made your choice.
Gotcha.
So that's what they're saying. That's a site. So I'm you know, maybe I bring that theory.
That kind of makes it. Like, I guess my whole thing is like, yo, I feel what I'm saying as far as like the DARE initiative and like as far as like the keeping it real things. If you're gonna introduce it to the kids, like be real about it. Like you said, like I feel like they introduced us to it. Like if you listen to my whole thing, when I listen back to this, I'm listening like, yo, I got introduced, and yeah, it is a gateway. It did lead to this. It did lead to that.
But I'm not blaming it on the DARE program in no way, because. When I chose to partake in marijuana, do you think that the first thing that I thought in my head was, I'm failing the DARE program?
No, you're right.
Hell
you're right.
No.
Yeah,
I was thinking about my I was thinking about like my personally, I'm gonna be honest with you, I was thinking about my relationship with my spiritual relationship. That's my honest truth to be.
I did that. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about DARE at all. I was trying to kill pain. I was like, yo, fuck it. I mean, I keep it, but
I just wanted to get high.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
I wasn't really excited to get high. You know what I'm saying? Because I had
I was a late bloomer. I was excited.
I wasn't excited to get high. I was in the room with my homie. Shout out to Nazim. His parents are the best. Yo, his parents are the best. They own the diner. I'm in that thing. And the first time I really got, like,
blitzed,
like, I told y'all about my situation with my brother. Like, he just, you know, the first time, you know, I'm going to make sure. But this was the first time that I was checked in. And I knew I was, like, really checked in. You know, my brother, I just kind of, like, passed out. But this dude, I went in there. He had the bong. He had the bowl. He had the setup.
Jesus, like,
he
yeah,
had the setup, but then
you
he
said
had
the two things. That's a whole night
because his mom owned the diner around the corner. Like, yo, the
so
diner,
the food
so
was
he
on
had,
lock.
He had everything on lock, so it was like,
that's dope.
When I left the room, though, I'm gonna tell y'all, when I left the room, all I remember is standing at my desk and like staring into the TV, and I just didn't move for like 15 minutes.
Damn, dog,
and I was ziti. But not to praise drugs, but I'm going to tell you.
Nah,
it's
yeah,
a
we're
total
not praising
failure.
Drugs here. We're not
and
praising
I
it.
Wasn't thinking about
it. I had to go through some shit to find out that a lot of shit wasn't for me.
Right.
Honestly. And that fucked me up. Still fucked me up to this day. Because I can't believe half the shit I did.
So, yeah, like, you done some hard?
What, dog? I used to snort and all that shit.
Whoa!
Bro.
I
told
you.
I don't got no truth to hide, bro.
Like,
I'm not saying I'm a real nigga.
I'm
not praising it. I'm not this, that, and third, yeah. But I survived that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done went through my Percocet phase. I done went through my lean phase, Zanny phase. I done did that.
I was a heavy lean.
Like, you feel me? Like, I'm going to keep it a buck, bro. Like, because I told you, I was trying to kill pain, so I'm going after painkillers.
No, I was a heavy lean drinker.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So. But the whole purpose is I'm better now, and like now,
yeah, but you had to go through it,
and
yeah,
being able to talk about it makes me realize that I'm better now.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying, because I did a lot of shit to try and keep up with the Joneses, though. I keep it a buck.
Let me bring yeah, this a positive I'm spin, because that yeah, was that was real. What you just said, you know,
you is it true that you fuck all night?
I'm playing.
That is not a fucking invitation
no,
to go get some booger sugar.
I'm telling you not to do it. Don't do it.
But what I was gonna say
that's around me
is you said
I was just some humor.
You said be in a better place, and I'm glad to hear that, because you know I think the theme of like my week has been the same thing. So I wanted to ask you how was your week, because we didn't actually.
My week was good. I'm back to work. I had to get reminded that I'm back to work. Like, you know what I'm saying, I'm valued. You know what I'm saying? Instead of feeling like the piece of shit that I thought I was, I had to be reminded that I'm valued and I'm loved.
You know what?
I appreciate it.
You know what? You know what's good about that?
What's that?
Because Sis is a beautiful woman and she's determined to bring you up from the piece of shit that you are. And she doesn't want you to know that you're a piece of shit. Now, you're
thank
not
you
shit. You're thank just a skid mark.
Thank
and I
yo,
love you.
I'm sick of this motherfucker.
And that's the powerful, that's the message of a strong black woman. See, that's Michelle to Obama. You see what I'm saying? You think Obama ain't feel like he was shit?
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? and she brought that thing up to a skid mark to the fucking 44th president. Right. Anything is possible, big fella. Anything is possible. Yo, I'm letting it be known. Yo, anything is possible.
It's possible, D.
But, yo, my week was good overall, nonetheless. I'm back to work. Everything's good, you know. Life is good. How about y'all?
You know me, man. I can't really, you know, can't complain. I'm just swirling around the bowl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Swirling around the bowl.
You know, that's what shit tends to do, you know. Just
Oh, man.
You can tell I'm the shit. You smelt me when you walked in, motherfucker.
Yo.
Stu.
Well, gentlemen.
Casanova.
Oh, man. Yeah?
Ding.
Nah, ain't no Casanova over here. You know what I'm saying?
I was hoping.
No, I'm honestly.
LL Cool J chain on.
Yo, my man Fly as hell over here. He always been Fly as long.
Pants slightly cuffed. Got the curly top boxes going.
That's just what I tell him. But, no, like, seriously, though, guys, I'm glad that I'm glad that we're here, gentlemen. Definitely doing some big things. Yeah, we got some big things
absolutely.
To come.
I can't wait for season 3.
Bro. Season 3 is going to be amazing.
Trying to do some merges, some link ups, and all that.
Yeah, yeah, some merges. We're going to be getting out in the community, too. Hopefully, if the Roro let up on us. And let us get a summertime. That's all I need. Trey Smart. I ain't paying for that. We don't own the rights to that.
Oh, we don't own the rights to that.
You're from West Philly. If you can come holler at us, you want to come see us. If you really from West.
No, nigga, you know. That's exactly right. Go ahead. I ain't even getting into that. We ain't going to talk about that.
What do you mean? Talk about what?
I was about to say, that's exactly what. I'm not going to say that's exactly why. West Philly. But, I mean, I know he represents his joint, but come on. Everybody want to get that man praise, yada, yada, when everybody in Philly that was running his time and era used to pick on him and beat him the fuck up. Well, I'm just saying.
At the end of the day,
Will Will's been like a surrogate.
Yo,
a surrogate big brother to a lot of dudes.
Listen, always even a father. Always but at the end of the day, bro.
Mind you, the words that I'm speaking off are just accusations. None of it is proven.
As far as mentorship,
but I heard that you know.
He used to get terrorized.
Like yeah, and that he don't not necessarily.
I believe it,
but like he not necessarily don't claim it. But I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like how we...
like,
not on that
you mean how
time.
We have so much love and admiration for him? It's kind of like the...
Maybe he's grown
no disrespect
it?
To my man Cole, but the...
The way he did
the
Kobe
Bryant,
yes,
Lower
exactly,
Marion.
Exactly.
I'm from Lower Marion.
That is not Philadelphia.
That's not Philadelphia.
I mean, he runs as he's from Philly, but
Bryant,
yo, like, he really used to get like...
Italy.
Picked on and beat on out here, bro. That's right,
well,
like,
check
now,
this out,
I'm
right?
not
gonna
say. Yeah, but I maybe he's past it, but I love the boy because, like you said, I look at him as like a mentor
because,
figure.
He gave us so much game.
A lot.
He gave us game.
Time.
He gave us swag. He gave us all that, but he never, ever.
Oh shit.
Gave us fighting lessons.
Oh shit! Because he gave us the peace around it. Will Smith was the epitome of that. He was peaceful.
I never said he didn't put us on the map when it comes to that ball shit, that fly shit. He is the perfect description of a West Philly bull.
Right.
But the bitch ass part.
What? Come on, bro.
What are you saying? Y'all just saying what y'all motherfuckers want to say.
Oh,
I love
I'm not saying
I don't
that.
No.
I disagree.
Yeah,
listen,
at the end
of the day,
I don't think he
listen,
has any
listen,
shit to do
listen,
with nothing.
Listen,
yeah.
I disagree.
See, this the fuck shit I'm talking about. That's why I requested a fucking tree.
I gotta disagree.
This is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is he gave us swag. He gave us confidence.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a crazy mouthpiece.
Facts.
He gave us multiple laughs. He gave us sense of humor.
Yeah, absolutely.
But at the end of the day, if you look back on any Fresh Prince episode when it was an altercation, Will got his ass whipped. Bernie Mac ain't even get his ass whipped in his show.
Hold on, man.
Bernie Mac got his ass whipped on a couple of movies.
Bernie Mac ain't never got his ass whipped on a Bernie Mac show.
Hold on, fellas.
He got his balls. Are you really going to? You remember that?
A dog.
So, listen.
But, all right, getting to the point. Go ahead.
I got to get to this, because that's...
It's a pretty bullshit.
So, you don't...
Shout out Will Smith. We love you, Will.
My name Bino. I ain't got no rap. I love you, OG, but at the end of the day, he ain't really get on no gangster shit till Bad Boys, and I said what I said. I don't give a fuck. But it's not... But, Independence Day but, and all that. He wasn't on the show.
But see, this is where, like, you looking at the value, you looking at him for his value in the wrong place.
That's what I was. That's what I was.
Oh, God. I was. Like, this is my spin. I'm different than you motherfuckers. I just prefer.
Let him be.
The
gangster shit.
No, not even that. Okay. I just prefer every now and again, if it was an altercation, I prefer you to whoop some ass every now and again. How come you couldn't get a W because every now and again? The bowling alley, that wasn't no West Philly shit. The fuck is you talking about?
Damn,
we ain't getting into no bit and session with the motherfuckers going up to... What?
He did.
Yeah, that was the world's West Philliest thing he ever fucking did.
That was some gangster shit.
He took a bullet from Carlton, and then he took the gang.
And then he took the gang from Carlton.
But Carlton was a bitch himself. Carlton was like.
Love Carlton. I feel like Carlton added so much to that show.
That was my nigga, like, dog.
Listen,
Carlton was hilarious.
He needed
the one who made Will look so thorough.
That's
you
what I was about to
ball.
Say.
You needed Carlton
to make Will look as thorough as he did, because that's really what happens. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna keep
Ashley
it real.
Made Will look super thorough the way he took Ashley.
But that's always gonna be the case. You know, that's a Philly. That's a Philly. You know what I mean? That's what we do. But the whole, like, Carlton being there, like, accentuated what a Philly dude do. Anytime you leave Philly, and this I tell any man from
Philly.
Any man from Philly, you get up out of Philly, bro, you're going to succeed. Like, you're not going to succeed as much as you would here. Like, you can succeed, don't get me wrong.
You'll succeed more.
Honestly. You're just going to succeed somewhere else a lot better if you can find a better place, an environment, just because it's so many people in Philly that's just like
it's so
you
fast
doing
paced
the same
out here,
thing like you. And it's not even that it's fast paced, because that sounds like a weak thing. It's just an oversaturated market. Understand,
well,
like,
we overpopulated.
We overpopulated.
Well, I'm not. What
and that's
I'm,
why.
I'm sorry. Yes,
expanding your horizons and getting up out of the city of Philadelphia is important. And that's the whole thing about what my man Will was really trying to, I think, articulate, him and Quincy Jones, with the masterpiece of a show that they did.
Right.
Was like, when they took this young man who was really
from the hood,
cut from this, a lot of this, and that's the thing, they marginalize us, they trick
my
you
favorite
into
show. That's still my favorite show. Fresh Prince is like the shit.
Oh my god, it was always good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. We got in one little fight. My mom got scared and said, "You moving with your auntie and uncle and brother."
But that's the whole thing. Why?
I get it, right?
Alright.
But like, you know, that just stimulates everything was raised, how parents raised you. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're gonna get into something, if you move the child out to an area where it's not that, then maybe he'll do better. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the theory behind it. You
and honestly, like, yeah. I'm going to be real with y'all. That really worked for some people. I think it worked for me, because your boy could have been...
Yeah, I think it does. Because you know, it's funny. I definitely moved from Philly down to a lower part of Pennsylvania to California. So that's kind of fucking hilarious. But, like, when you do get... The purpose of getting out the city, it does change the aspect on things. Like, I like to think that... It made me who I am today. You know what I'm saying? Because I am multicultural and I can see things from a lot of, you know what I mean?
Different angles and viewpoints. You're not limited in your perspective. And I think that's the trap in what I think what he was trying to express, but that's the trap in neighborhoods.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the love for your city. Like, right. I get that you love your city, but you also got to love it enough to leave.
Yeah. That absolutely. I'm not gonna lie, I do love my city.
So when my boy go out on his trip, I can't wait for him to get out there in that good old
yeah,
boy.
We about to go.
I'm about to take a little flight.
Yeah, we do not disclose the location, yeah. But it's
my bad.
Yeah, we cannot.
I can't wait for you to have fun.
It's out there though.
All right, well, it's have fun.
It's not a place for motherfuckers like me go.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I'm like, it's almost like saying I'm going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, sugar.
Like,
oh,
where he said he was going. I said, oh, yo,
I ain't going nowhere near Wisconsin. That's where Jeepers Creepers.
And no disrespect to Wisconsin. I just don't like cheese enough to go out.
Oh, time out. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Did you just hear this bitch ass shit this cornball just said to the right of me? Now remind you, those who don't know Ace personally, this motherfucker is at least 6'5", 3 something.
The Jeepers Creepers nigga runs.
This motherfucker just said, I am not going out Wisconsin. Because that's where the Jeepers Creepers go.
Wisconsin, Minnesota, but it's on that one highway. I ain't fucking with the shit.
But why the fuck?
I don't give a fuck.
Why the fuck this nigga just say that?
Yo,
you can eat Jeepers Creepers.
Weed is a hell of a drug.
Let me get on what you just said, because that really sounded like some high. I think you might not have been scared. some high shit. So
I'm one of those people that likes to say like random shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my bad, Siri. No.
Yeah, random jarring moments. Be like, why the fuck did you say some shit like that? Because that's humor to me. Like, you know what I mean? It's funny.
I dig it. That's why, you know, I was watching. I was analyzing. I like I said, man, I like to watch a lot of, like, different stuff. I watch a lot of anime. I watch documentaries. I watch
documentaries, boxing, porn.
Like,
you know.
I watch
porn, play video games, and I like action comedy movies.
I gotta
get more.
You gotta get more eclectic.
Yeah.
That's all, son. Just widen your horizon.
That's
the theme of this episode, boy.
That sounds small catalog. It is. But yo, listen, that's because I done did all not necessarily I done did all the smart shit.
He
but
said
like,
I watch
I'm
porn,
always, like,
play video
I'm
games.
I'm always with learning new shit. But my brain is always working, so I'll be like, man, I need to relax. That's why I like watching the funny shit and watching like all the extra shit. And the shit that takes me to be like, you know what? Imagine if the world was like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's me. I don't give a fuck. But I'm a smart nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not no dummy. You know what I mean?
There's not too many dummies out here. But damn.
Yeah, right. What happened?
I was on my way towards a high nigga moment, I guess, like you were having just a second ago.
Absolutely.
To raise some attention to, I think you brought it up to my attention, what Joe Biden said.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. We got to speak on that. That was some crazy
and
shit.
And I'm not like a politician hater, like, because a lot of people like to consider me a hater. That's what I'm starting to get, is that, hey, you're a hater. But no, I'm a realist. You know, I like to keep it real. And what I like to bring attention to is what my man really tried to do. He tried to directly manipulate the black community.
Yo, absolutely.
By stating, if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
In fact, the quoted, because I remember the other thing he said.
Oh, go ahead and quote this.
If you don't understand the difference between me and Trump, then you're not black. That's what he said on the Breakfast Club interview.
I don't do politics, so y'all can tell me.
That was some absolute bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not even about politics, my G. That's really a direct manipulation. So, let me not lower my education, but sometimes it happens.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that happens with
tone stuff.
With marketing, and this is like my favorite part about marketing that scares the ever loving bejesus out of me. And like, this is why, like, you know, I feel like, you know, we gotta take control of our own narratives and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Is the exact thing the narrative.
And, absolutely.
You know, what I think I said this to y'all off air. Like, you just said, you're a smart dude, right?
Very.
But there are some people who would be insecure enough to let that statement affect their vote. Maybe like a couple million.
I like that.
And that's no cap, though. Like,
yeah.
I'm really rapping it to you.
Understood,
like that.
Yeah.
That's where Hillary fucked up.
So this is a tactic.
Don't think you just inherit the nigga vote.
See, but
vote.
It's not even about the black vote, because I want y'all to realize that black is only a color. It's only a hue. Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, I've never been black.
I've been brown as shit my entire life.
I've been brown as hell my entire life. If you want to talk about the color of my skin, and if you want to talk about my ethnicity, that's a long list of things that we'll have to go down my family genealogy for, and I will give it to you. Fair. But it ain't got nothing to do with being no Negro slave, for sure.
Understood. Basically, long story short with me, that Joe Biden statement was a little broad.
And I feel like that's what they want to capitalize black people as. And by him saying that shit.
He gave various examples of when he used to work in the black community.
He felt like he was in his right, technically, because you do have the right to freedom of speech, but I just
you
felt
have
like,
no right to say some shit like that, like you just willy nilly. No fucking right,
that's where I am. I just feel like Charlamagne, you should have just said your passport was stamped. You should have checked.
Charlamagne was checking the whole time, but he was just holding the interview.
And he was holding. My thing was he was holding his ground, but see. He was holding his ground his whole interview, and then he topped the interview off with that statement.
Exactly.
That's what really me up. And it was crazy. I said, "Oh my lord!"
That was just bad.
It was bad.
What he thought was, "Oh yeah, this is a hell of a way to end the interview." But
my thing is when you know you're in a losing fight, what do you do?
Just by the way he was talking, he knew he was trying too hard. Bro.
He was losing. He already know he lost, bro. Just like I know he lost. No cap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I honestly think that is one of the things that's going to, and I don't even want to speak it, but like.
That was a loss.
Oh, 45 might be number 46.
That was an L.
That's an L. He got a hold of
shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But the fucked up part is I like Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying?
Up until that moment.
Yeah, like,
he
that's
was cool.
That part that kind of. It kind of put a stamp on
now,
me.
Now, don't, say I, don't
really
let me say
think.
I was going to vote for him. Right. I don't think I still was, but. Let me go ahead and get my man to.
What's 9 plus 10?
9 plus 10. You gotta do better, Joe. You gotta come better than that, man.
Tighten up.
Jesus Lord, bro. You didn't been around us. You should know how to approach.
Yeah, the way he talked, you've been around us for so long. You should have known not to say that.
Dog, like you should have known not.
That's
to
what
say
I'm
that
saying.
Shit.
Like, yeah. That's
and it's not a race thing. I gotta keep telling
y'all.
No, fuck that. Your so-called black friends ain't tell you not to say out your fucking mouth. When you talking to all African Americans, stupid.
If you don't understand the difference between me and Trump, then you're not black. That's kind of a bit of a racial statement.
Where's my man Obese at, man? Obese, get your boy.
I know Obama texting like, motherfucker.
Did you really just say that? Did you really just? You went on air. You on wax with that. You feel me, man? Yo, long story short.
Did you just lose it?
The purpose of today's spew is, man, listen. Educate yourself on drugs. You know what I'm saying? Educate yourself. Not necessarily try them, but educate and make sure that you know what you're getting into. 9 out of 10, you probably should stay away from them because they can fuck your life up. You can really do some prosperous things without drugs. You know, use me as an example.
My solution to...
That's my thesis. What's yours?
Good. My solution to this whole...
I feel
whole...
as though when y'all say that, y'all being hard as shit. Like, y'all talking like y'all just some fucking
meanies
out there.
No, I'm saying, I didn't reach the potential that I could have been to.
Oh, I'm going to say that I'm still working on myself. I ain't never give up
like
that.
The way you just did it. No, but like, you just chalked it up.
I just chalked it up. Well, excuse me if it's so blunt, but that's just how... I be like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I got
no,
you.
Like,
reality,
yeah, like, I'm still going.
101 here,
oh, yeah, I'm still going, bro. Like, I'm still climbing the ladder. I'm still going to make something, dude.
Oh, sorry. Interruption.
It's all good. You know, 2K talk, bro. Everybody listens, understand that.
But,
you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, my thesis on how we solve the problem with the drug enforcement is this. Is like, there's no way around drugs.
Absolutely.
I may go to jail for this. I may be shot or assassinated for
Jesus
this.
Christ.
But I do believe with my whole heart that is plastic. That was wood.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yes.
He over here talking about some knock on wood. And, oh, yeah, let me knock on some of that, too. because, but for real, man, I feel like we end up demonizing these drugs for ourselves. And the solution, and I, like I said, I may be assassinated or killed for this, is to get the government to stop pushing the drugs and the drug agenda, because in my honest opinion, that was a way to get us here.
Facts.
With the mass uptake in opiates, people yep. just can't find shit to get high. They just looking for shit to get high.
Right.
Stewie Peanut.
Oh, man.
You know, and where we are as a country and as a society today, especially right now, this is such a tender time for drug usage. I think that this was why it's such a good episode to just shit on the D.A.R.E. program and encourage our other fellow, like, pot users to potentially maybe ease back a little bit, but also be conscious of the simple fact that it can potentially lead you not to necessarily do dumb stuff, but influence you to make stupid decisions.
Very, very stupid decisions. You know what I mean?
Bad choices. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. I agree.
I can speak from personal experience about the bad choices of marijuana. This is a ADHD...
man, I think the
brought to you by the Ad Council.
The only bad choices of marijuana. No, matter of fact, I'm not even about to go into that because I'm not. I ain't about to lose my shit. I done made some bad choices, but they weren't that bad. Like, I didn't rob a bank because I was high on weed. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I probably shouldn't have ordered as much as I did because I fucked up my money in the future. But nonetheless, and the conclusion with Joe Biden, man, you got to do better. You should have came better. You fucked up. You fucked up, OJ.
That's a little bit. That just brings me to accountability, man. We gotta just be accountable for one, you know, like our actions and our behaviors. Like myself, you know, like and being having self control, because that's what accountability truly is: holding yourself accountable.
Facts.
And having somebody else to help you hold yourself accountable. Those is key. Now, in terms of Joe Biden, he gotta hold himself accountable for those statements, and I feel like we need to hold him accountable, like. And I don't know if that should, you know, ruin us voting for him or his credibility, but I don't know if I was voting for him anyway.
And the fucked up part is, I didn't know if I was voting because I haven't looked into the politics myself, and I don't want to just hit Democrat just because that's what I feel. Like, I need to look into it myself. But I need to look into something and vote soon, because not voting is just as bad as... voting for the opposite. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's just as bad. That's practically giving it to him. So, you know, we gonna get it together. That concludes our show for today, man. Like, you know, see, we on the season 3 after this, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, man. So, you know, stay tuned, folks. We gonna be out there. We gonna have some more topics. Like, y'all have the social media pages. What's that? Opinions_asshole. That's on IG. And it's OAssholes on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
OAssholes _ on Twitter?
No, just OAssholes.
OAssholes on Twitter. That's AZZHOLES. opinions.assholes.speaks@gmail.com.
Shout out to my boy having all that memorized.
Oh, yeah, yes. Man. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to, I take this serious. But we got to give our boy Ace a lot of credit, man.
Yeah.
Ace is the heart and soul of Opinions and Assholes.
Oh, man.
Yes, he is. You know what?
Moment
of silence. Give me a hug.
Let's shout it out. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Ace.
We had 2 seasons of amazing episodes just thanks to Ace
and his reminders, and his commitment and dedication.
So we just want to shout out Ace.
Thank y'all, man. Y'all let me be on here
and take a couple segments. Let Ace get off and say whatever he wants to say. Get in his asshole bag.
I just want to thank y'all for letting me talk on this joint, because like this gives me the therapy I need. Like, cause I never. Fuck therapists. I don't give a fuck. They are not detrimental. They do not help. I'm sorry. That's my thesis. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, and I can't judge you.
They keep asking you the same fucking questions over and over to try and make you look at some shit in yourself. If I wanted to look at some shit myself, I'd have started in the fucking mirror. Like, you feel me? Maybe they do bring some things to light that aren't there, but I don't know. I had bad experiences with therapy. Fuck therapy. This is my therapy, dog, because I get to talk about my shit and then eventually listen to myself on here and understand but
not
where
say, let me not say
I can, like, again. I said it. I don't give a damn. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but, like, no, thank y'all nonetheless, man. This gives me my chance to speak and my chance to do something with myself. I feel so productive. Like, you know, I feel like an adult. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, you are an adult.
I've always been an adult, but I'm saying a productive adult.
I'm gonna chase your last thought with this, and I'm gonna let you go on that because I know we're trying to close it up. But you know, as we go into season three, you know, and as we mature as men, we are starting an organization,
you know,
called the Seeds of Malcolm, where we are in hopefully to begin to. Just start a conversation amongst young men between the ages of 18 and 30, you know, about life skills, accountability, and just opening up the floor for communication just based off of what you said, bro.
Right.
You know, like, gives you a chance to talk about it. Some people don't feel comfortable with therapists, and I'm not saying that we're any type, like, again, we're not professionals in no sense, but it's a way to give you an outlet where you can feel comfortable, you can feel safe. You know, we are starting a small little group where you are welcome to come, and
we'll have more details.
We'll have more
details about that shortly,
but that's definitely something we're looking to start.
We got to get back to the youth.
We get back to normal.
Exactly. I said we got to get back to the youth. We got to get back to, you know, that's social responsibility.
It is social responsibility, but it's so much. It's so, like you said, bro, like, You growing from it, you learning from it, and I'm doing the same. And I'm growing in a way where I want to, I want other people to, you know, to take a part in it. And I think that this is, like, for real, to be honest, my passion project, our passion project, where, like, I don't know, you know, I mean, I can't say our visions align, but if y'all believe in your boy, this and what we doing over here, that's where we going, baby.
I can't wait to get it started, man.
Can't wait to see what happens
next. Listen, we gonna roll out, y'all. Stu, say we out, bro.
I'm outie.
Bino.
We out, bitch.
See y'all season 3, y'all. Y'all take it easy. Have a blessed day and stay safe. Holla.